I know you like the ZE thing.
Yeah, I don't really care anymore.
You don't care?
I used Z in here, you know, like Z sat down at your computer and turned it on. What more do you need to know about the person? But I like she. That's fine. I'll grumble. I'll get really testy if someone uses he. And
You'll grumble?
Oh, yeah. Try it.
Who would say he to you? No, seriously. Do people still mistake you?
Less and less.
You got breasts. Okay, I'm just being like, you know, walking down the street, I see you, you're tall, you're blonde, you got breasts. You look like a woman. So I would say he?
Well, when I come out as a tranny, there are folks who say, you cannot change your gender, ergo, you are still a man.
And like the government says that.
Okay. Yeah, the government says, actually, I managed to change my birth certificate. I was one of the, when I went through this about 20 years ago, my gender change, I was one of the 11, in one of the 11 states
that
let me change my birth certificate. So I did, and theoretically and legally, I am female.
So as you talk about speaking with college students and things are more out in the open, do you think the movie Transamerican is like a revolutionary thing? It was Felicity Huffman was nominated. I haven't seen it yet, but nominated for Academy Award. She didn't win. But as far as a woman who is M to F, I believe, and the journey with her son, blah, blah, blah. Okay, you're making faces. If this was radio, I mean, TV, we would know, but it's not radio, so speak to me. You think the movie sucked? What's going on?
I haven't seen the movie yet.
Okay.
The director was a major sweetheart, showed me the script about a year before they started filming and showed it to other trans activists and writers of trans stuff to make sure that he got it right, that there were no inconsistencies, and pretty much listened to everything three or four of us had to say, and I really appreciated that. However, when it came time to say, so who's going to play the tranny? What trans women are you auditioning? And then he started making faces, and they ended up auditioning no trans women for the part, despite the numbers of trans women I and several others gave him. And, of course, that's how Hollywood works. I understand that. Felicity Huffman's husband's money made that movie a reality. So great. I'm glad. Yes, it is having a positive effect. However, look at the uproar in the geisha movie, Memoirs of a Geisha. Right. Oh, a Chinese woman is playing a Japanese woman. Oh. Well, hello? The subtleties and nuances of the script that I read, I don't think... And according, you know, I'll have to look at the movie someday.
You will have to.
I will. Because my ex is in that movie.
Well, there's one reason right there.
My ex, Catherine, who is now David, is in that movie. So if you see the movie in the party scene, the female to male with the beard, the handsome one, with the British accent, is my man, David. He is great. I love him.
Okay. You should see the movie.
I know. Okay. I can't bring myself to do it. I get angry. Really angry that no voices have been raised about the no auditions. Hello?
Okay. I didn't know that.
Yeah, exactly.
And I didn't. And I have to tell you honestly, I didn't even think about it. I just thought, I don't know. I would think you want an actress or an actor or whatever to play the role. And I didn't, if there's transgendered actors or actresses, they should have been auditioned.
Yep.
I just didn't think about it, and I apologize. I also don't care who played in Memoirs of the Geisha. I don't really care that much about that.
I don't. Yeah. Well, you know, that would be fine if there was all kinds of tranny roles out there, and there were enough so that the tranny actors and actresses could actually get work playing their own gender. Then great. Then everybody should be in there. But the one, like, great juicy role that comes out, and you don't even audition a trans woman for the role.
Well, maybe this will be the floodgates opening, and this will be just the first of many movies. I'm viewing, I'm sensing, I'm seeing a trend. I'm seeing it as a trendy thing. In some of the schools here in Portland, young, mostly girls, don't want to be girls, they want to be boys. Of course they want to be boys. Because they think, oh, boys can do this. They don't, which irritates me, because I'm going back to where I'm being irritated, that girl can do anything. But they get bound. They're actually gender defenders, and they see the ways out of being a gender defender is to say, I'm not a girl anymore. I'm a boy. Are you seeing this whole thing with the butches disappearing and becoming non-butches? Is it some kind of trend that we just... as part of the sexual revolution, as we moved through time, this was just a natural flow out of the women's movement? Or
for so long, the first big breakthrough in terms of female-to-male voices was a man named Lew Sullivan, who was not only female-to-male, but a gay man. He defied everything. And he was denied surgeries. He was laughed out of all kinds of medical establishments. And he ended up writing a book. And I had the good fortune to know him a few years before he finally succumbed and died of AIDS during that whole horrible time. That opened the floodgates. And
what
I think
what
we're
talking, Kate?
Oh golly, that would have been 80s? Back in the late 80s. And he started his whole transition and journey in the early to mid 80s. Wonderful guy. But culturally, a floodgate then opened, and the sheer pressure of the inability for that to have happened. I mean, before Lew Sullivan and guys like James Green and a few other, you know, F to M's, before they actually did their transitions, it wasn't even talked about. The best you could do was be what was called a passing woman.
Christine Jorgensen, for many of us, that was the person.
Right.
Ladies Digest.
You say the word transsexual, and what do you see? A man in a dress.
Right.
And a middle-aged man at that.
That's right.
Middle-aged to older man. And still, in many parts of the country, that's the image when you say transgender, hence Trans America. But Trans America got cool and included trans men in it. But the visible portion of the trans community these days is in fact F to M and is in fact very young. When I say very young, I'm saying, you know, age maybe 15 through 30.
Wait, why?
Because you can.
Ah. Yeah.
I think that's a lot of it. I mean, boy, I mean, we live in a culture that says, I just heard an ad the other day, something like, you wouldn't want to be, you know, no race car driver wants to be an ordinary race car driver. No tennis player wants to be an ordinary tennis player. So you shouldn't want to be an ordinary investor. What the hell does that mean? But it does say a lot about American culture. We have to be the biggest, the best, the fastest, the most. And the biggest, the best, the fastest, and the most, when it comes from going from female to male, would in fact be trans. Would in fact be get on testosterone, lop off your breasts, and do whatever you can. I think a large percentage of the folks who are doing that are incredibly happy about it. There may be a few folks who are getting pressured.
Do you think by just saying a boy makes you a boy?
Boy is a whole other gender than man. And it is. I mean, they spell it B-O-I.
I'm talking
just
about,
like
yeah.
I spell girl, G-R-R-L.
When you were Al, back mm-hmm. in the day, if you just said I'm a girl, I'm now a woman. I'm not a boy. I'm not a man anymore. I'm not going to have my dick lopped off. I'm going to not do the drugs. I'm just going to be a woman.
You know, a woman, and I will honor her choice of identity, a woman named Virginia Prince, who is now in a seriously more advanced age than I am, and I'm approaching 60, she coined the term transgender to mean someone who is living in what she called the opposite gender with no chemical or surgical intervention. So, yes, Virginia Prince, back in the 60s, was doing this.
I am, and therefore,
you know, live with it. And there's a woman with
balls.
Thank you. And really cool and really feisty.
I'm confused about that, and I'm going to be struggling with that for a while.
Yeah, well, she looks just like a woman. She talks and walks, acts like a woman. So what the heck? Why not?
All right. I've been talking with Kate Bornstein, but I do want you to know that in a couple of months, she'll have a new book out on the shelves, published by Seven Stories Press, which is a very political press. And the book is called Hello, Cruel World, 101 Alternatives to Teen Suicide.
Yeah. What Kept Me Alive? In a culture that would rather see me dead, were mostly the immoral alternatives, and a lot of them downright illegal. And nobody's saying, go ahead. Nobody's saying, look, kid, stay alive, please. Wait till your pimples clear up. You know, it gets better. I swear to God, it gets better, and the good guys do win. I wanted to talk with the kids who are going to grow up and take over this country. I want the rebels. I want the bad kids. I want the kick-ass kids to live.
All right. So I've been talking to Kate Bornstein. Our time is up. Thanks so much for stopping by the station.
I love you.
All right.
Out Loud is KBOO's new lesbian, gay, bisexual, and transgendered public affairs show, airing the second and fourth Tuesday of the month at 6 p.m. Community events and announcements for Out Loud can be emailed to kbooutloud@yahoo.com. All queer and queer-friendly folks are welcome to contribute and participate with Out Loud. Planning meetings are every Tuesday at 6 p.m. at the KBOO studios. Out Loud. Queer voices from your community on the second and fourth Tuesday at 6 p.m. here on KBOO.
You're listening to KBOO Community Radio, 90.7 FM. It's 9:32. Still to come on the radio zine at 10 o'clock, the guest is Ruth Curry of the Older Women's League talking about their upcoming Mother's Day report called Women and Long-Term Care, Where Will I Live and Who Will Take Care of Me? And at 10:30 on stage and studio, the topics are Thicker Than Water, a festival of plays opening this Thursday. And for Asian Pacific Islander Heritage Month, a feature on the story of frontier herbalist Doc Hay. Up next, the topic is With Blood on the Border, a memoir of the Contra War.